The regional district of Central Kootenay will have to commit to a lease of between $20,000 and $25,000 per month over 35 years if it wishes to have recreational space included in a planned Nelson affordable housing project. This was made public on May 6 by Mikola Development Services, the development consultant for the planned housing development on Front Street. The vacant land is owned partly by the City of Nelson and partly by the RDCK, which is responsible for recreation in the city. The proposed six-story, 50-unit housing development, which has not yet been approved, would be funded by BC Housing but built, owned and managed by Nelson Cares. Because the part of the land owned by the RDCK is adjacent to its Nelson and District Community Complex, NDCC, it has been proposed that part of the building could function as an addition to the NDCC for recreational purposes. Many of the details, including the costs, of this potential collaboration have been an open question for several months. The Mikola document clarifies some of this. The RDCK will not be providing an upfront contribution to the cost of the estimated $35 million building. The cost of constructing the NDCC portion of the building would be $4,083,065. This would need to be covered by the proposed lease payment. The value of the lease could change depending on the final plan for the building and construction costs, said Mikola's Hillary Morgan in an email to the Nelson Star. The RDCK is currently working internally to evaluate the project now that the range of lease cost is known. A spokesperson for the RDCK confirmed this in a May 12 email. The Mikola document ends by outlining two options. A housing plus NDCC option located on city and RDCK land, or a second cheaper option of housing only, located on the city-owned parcel of land only. In either case, the building would be paid for partly by a grant to Nelson Cares from BC Housing, and partly by Nelson Cares through a mortgage held by BC Housing. We are seeking direction from the project partners to confirm if they would like to proceed with option 1 or option 2, the document states. That confirmation would be essential before the city votes whether or not to rezone the land, and for Nelson Cares to make its application to BC Housing for funding by the end of July.